Good evening, everyone. This evening I'd like to begin with a verse of a hymn which seems particularly relevant to our present situation. Hope is a candle once lit by the prophets, never consumed, though it burns through the years. Dim in the daylight of power and privilege, when they are gone, hope will shine on. Do you ever wonder how long will this carry on? A month or so ago, when I began to see so many activities resuming and many people beginning to return to their former way of life, I thought that maybe I too would venture out on a Sunday morning once services resumed. But I'm afraid I'm one of those who chose to stay with our online services for now. It seems the best option, particularly now that the virus seems to be taking hold again. However, I'm still able to draw on the benefits which this time has given me for reflection, for developing new interests, and more confidence in using technology to keep in touch with people. One thing which our faith gives us to hold on to is that hope which we have, trusting in God for the future and all that it holds for us. So let's join in praising God for his goodness, as we listen to some words from Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart throughout all generations. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Loving God, we thank you for making us the people we are, and helping us to understand that we are precious in your sight. We ask you to help us appreciate all that we experience in our daily lives. Whether we are spending most of our time at home or going about as much of our normal business as we can. Thank you for all that enriches our lives. For communications which keep us in touch with the rest of your family worldwide. And for a sense of community and a sense of belonging, which highlights our responsibility as members of that family. And so, remembering your family worldwide, we hold before you all the places where there is conflict and confusion. Let us focus for a moment on one place which has stirred our hearts this week. We remember people whose homes have been destroyed or loved ones killed. We remember children who've lost their parents and parents who see no future for their children. We pray for all leaders and decision makers that they may avoid those actions which fuel bitterness and hatred and have the insight and integrity to seek creative solutions which lead to peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who suffer and do not understand the reason why. We think especially of those trying to rebuild their lives following natural disasters, remembering especially those affected by the floods in Vietnam and all those throughout the world who've been impacted by the coronavirus. Strengthen them and give them hope when the way ahead seems blocked and they feel powerless to move forward. We thank you for the work of all aid agencies who continue to work in difficult and challenging conditions. We pray that they may have the strength to go on and may know that their efforts are appreciated. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Following prayer comes from Churches Together in Britain and Ireland. Living Christ, you are with us in all times, sharing the brightness of our joy and walking with us through times of darkness. You speak words of wisdom into our folly. You speak words of reassurance into our fear. You seek out those who are lost and looking for the way. In these times of confusion, uncertainty and fearfulness, we need your wisdom, your reassurance and your compassion. As people feel fearful of what the future holds, help us to build a community in which we all feel welcome and heard, and a truer sense of belonging to one another is established. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who sought to welcome the stranger, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to pave the way for costly peacemaking. Amen. And now a few words from one of my former ministers, the Reverend Jonathan Hussler, who is the secretary to the Methodist Conference. The world has changed again due to COVID-19, and once again it desperately needs hope for the future. As God's people, we offer the key to that hope. It begins as we hear again, "Be not afraid," and it finds its reality in God's presence with us. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wish you all a peaceful night.